Good afternoon, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We have dinim in the Mishnayos, different cases. We need a minyan of 10 people. One is to recite Dvarim Shebikdusha, Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, is Dvarim Shebikdusha. Then we have a din to bench mezuman ba'asara. When you bench mezuman b'shloshe, you just say Baruch Shachalna Mishalot. When you bench ba'asara, you say Baruch Alakeinu Shachalna Mishalot. The Gemara Megillah, which puts everything together in the same Mishnah, that you need 10 people for Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, and you need 10 people for Bichas Hazimun, B'Shem. The Gemara doesn't give the explanation that it's a Dovah Shebikdusha when you bench Basar, when you say Lekeinu. Gemara gives, sounds like it's a different explanation. Gemara says, La Baruch Hara, it's not Baruch Hara, it's Lad Kurei Shema Dishmaya Lahaskir, Shem Shamayim, to mention Baruch Hakeinu Bebatzim Asar. Sounds like it's not really a Dovah Shebikdusha. The Achrayim have a whole discussion in Hilchas Slichas, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, whether reciting the Yud Gimel Midas and the Slichas is considered a Dovah Shebikdusha or not. The Slichas can be recited by Yechidus. A lot of the students are traveling back home on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur time, Aseres Meitshuvah, and they have to say Slichas on the airplane of traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So they say the Slichas be Yechidus, but the Yud Gimel Midas, that's the big Machloikas. In the 1500s, they wrote about this, 1600s, 1500s, they wrote about this. And then Tshuva's going in Basroi, they write, what are the three Nafkaminas la'alocha, whether reciting Yud Gimel Midas constitutes in the Slichas, whether it constitutes a Dovah Shebikdusha. So the three Nafkaminas are, whether you need a minion, can you say it be Yechidus? Number two, whether you need Amida. Ashkenazim usually assume like that a Dovah Shebikdusha, you have to stand. And supposedly it's a passage in the Yerushalmi that that based on the pasuk, you can say for sure, the Egla Melech Merv stood up when the Shofet came to him, I forgot already with Shofet, and he said, V'alakim li'el ha-melech, so he stood up. And the third napkimin is whether you need atifa, whether you have to put the talus over your head or not. If it's a Dovah Shebikdusha, then they say you need atifa. So the Yekesh HaMinig is when you bench Ba'asara, they said, Baruch HaLakeinu Shalchan Mishlah, everybody stands up, Mamish. Rav Soloveitchik said, then Lithuania, they never stood up. They didn't even try to shake a little bit to demonstrate as if they're starting to stand up when you bench Mezuman Ba'asara, because they held that it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. The Gemara gave a different reason why you need Asara, La Baruch Hara, but not because Dovah Shebikdusha. The Rambam quotes the din in the Gemara that three women can bench mezuman together. Then he holds that it's on Tesla, holds only Rishus, it's not a Chayva. Others disagree, hold that it's Mamash a Chayva. So the Rambam writes, three women can bench mezuman, that's okay, but if you have 10 women, they cannot add Elokeinu. So why not? So the Kes Mishnah writes, simple, because it's a Dovah Shebikdusha. So others disagree. Rav Soloveitchik said, you can explain the Rambam differently, that it's not based on Dovah Shebikdusha. What is it based on? If it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha, why shouldn't 10 women be able to say Baruch HaLakeinu? So perhaps it's based on the idea, there's a Rashba on the first daf in Maseches Nida, where the Rashba quotes an opinion, he doesn't agree with it, but he quotes an opinion that the din is that Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochad Sveika Tomei, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar. So what's the definition of B'Shus HaRabim? So there's one Gemara that says B'Shus HaRabim, a Gemara in Baba Basra, B'Shus HaRabim for Safik Tumah purposes is defined like B'Shus HaRabim for Shabbos. But then there's another Gemara, you have to figure out how the two Gemaras fit in together. There's another Gemara in Nazir, the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim, that if you have three people standing together, even in the Beis Hamikdash, even if you have inside a building, if you have three people standing together, that's already considered a Rishus HaRabim. Three people is already a crowd. Because it's based on the dinim of Saita. So Saita, you have the man and the woman. So that's a Safik Tama B'Shus HaYochad Svei Katame. And it says they're V'nitma'o. So the word V'nitma is used by the Chumash to imply this din, that if you would only have two people, it would be a Safik Tama B'Shus HaYochad Svei Katame. But if you would have had three people, it wouldn't have been Stira. Steer is only if the boiler with the Yisha with the boiler there. But if there's a third person, then it's already, there's no Yichud, there's no Steer. So then it would be considered a B'Shus HaRabim. So the Rashba quotes an opinion on the first daf in Nida that maybe if you have three women, it's not considered a Mishusarab. That women are supposed to lead a private life. We're more makbid on tznius by women than on men. To lead tznius means to do things betzin as opposed to befarhesia. Part of tznius is to dress properly for men and for women, not just for women. But we're more makbid on tznius for women than for men. So maybe that's the reason why, even if you have three women, it's not considered a rabbim. It's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Even if you have 10 women, it's not considered a Rabim to be able to say Baruch HaLakein. Anyway, so you have so far two dinim. There's one din for Dabu Shabikdusha Indeed Asara. Dabu Shabikdusha Indeed Asara is based on the Pasuk Gnadashti in Parshas Kedoshim, or Achrimos Kedoshim, Gnadashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara shows that the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin shows that the word toch has the connotation of Eida, and the word Eida has the connotation of asara. So really, a davar shebikdusha should need all of Klal Yisrael, v'nikdash tebisoch b'nei Yisrael. So the 10 people represent all of Klal Yisrael. That's the word, a davar shebikdusha. When you're benching basara, it's a different din. You have to have a big crowd. Derech Eretz v'dushem Hashem, you have to have a big crowd. Then there's another din, birchas nisuin. You have to have asara. Birchas nisuin, that's ma'akeh b'di'evit. When you say birchas erusin under the chuppah, it says in the Shulchan Aruch lachatchili should have asara, but if it's a minig. But if you can't get asara, so then you can say birchas erusin. You just have to have two eidim kiddushin, eidus l'kiyum adorah. But birchas nisuin, the six brachas that you say with the bar piagofen that we call sheva brachas, six brachas that you say under the chuppah. So that requires asara. That's based on the pasuk. Is that a davar shebikdusha? That's a question. But you need asara. If you don't have asara, you can't say the birchas nisuin. We spoke the other day. Does that mean you can't do the nisuin? Or do you say, so they're not allowed to live together. They only had erusin. Or do you say, no, you do the nisuin. You don't need asara for the nisuin. Kala b'le bracha is not to be taken literally. It means kala b'lo nisuin. Asura l'baila kenida. But if you have the nisuin, the liasara, so you don't say birchas nisuin, and the couple are permitted to live together. Then the Gemara says to recite birchas hagaymel, you have to have asara. Also based on a pasuk. Is this ma'akeh b'di'evet? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes harishonim and that siman about birchas hagaymel. So there are two opinions whether asara is ma'akeh b'di'evet. Does that mean to say, so one, we're machmer, that asara is ma'akeh b'di'evet, you should always make sure you have asara. These days, let's say a person was almost in an automobile crash and he wants to say Birchas HaGaymel, and we don't have Asara now. So what can he do? So is the Asara Me'akev? So maybe he should wait till he was in an automobile crash before Purim. Is it okay to wait so long? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ra'or, you really shouldn't wait longer than 30 days. You really say as soon as possible, after you were Nitzal, after you had your Yeshua. But if you delay a little bit, it's also okay. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ra'or, has a commentary on the Rif on Brachas, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes very often. So he says that it's not really right to wait more than 30 days. But now in the middle of the 30 days, I'm almost up, holding by the 25th day. And there's still no let up, and we're not going to have minyanim. So what can he do for the Birchas HaGaymel? So the Pashtus is that if you hold Asara as Ma'akev and you say Birchas HaGaymel without a minyan, it sounds like it's a Brocha Levatola. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the bottom of the page in Hilchos in Orachaim. Hilchos Birchas HaGaymel says you can't say like that. You can't say that it's a Brocha Levatola. Because the Gemara in the last parak in Brochas tells a story. There was a Talmid Chacham who was seriously sick and he recovered and the Talmidim came to visit him. After he already recovered, and to wish him well. So one of them said, Baruch, Baruch, Atah Hashem, Alkein, Malach HaOlam, Shegim Malach HaKol Tuv, blessed be the Rabbi Shalom, that he brought you back to your good health. So, in the Gemara, we assume it's not considered a Baruch HaLevatola. The Chachamim were never misakin that other people who are happy, if someone is very happy over the fact that his child or his grandchild or his Rebbe or a close friend of his recovered from a sickness, so there's no obligation to recite Birchas HaGaymel. But you see from the Gemara that it's a Rishus. So Rebbe Kevega says, if it's a Rishus, so it should be a Rishus for the chayla who recovered also, and it doesn't say that the other person needs asora. According to some Rishonim, the presence of asora is ma'akev. The presence of 10 people is ma'akev in being yotze the mitzvah b'chus ha'gaymol. You're not yotze the takanos chachamim to say, it's not a din deraisa. You're not yotze the takanos chachamim to say b'chus ha'gaymol. But obviously it's a rishus. If it's a rishus for another person to say, so it should be a rishus for the person, for the chayla himself, to say the bracha. So the Pashta says that under these circumstances that it doesn't look like we're going to have a minyan within 30 days. The person was in an accident 2.5-3 weeks ago. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to have a minyan to 10 people to recite the Birchas HaGaymal. So then he should say Bichidus. Maybe it would be a good idea. What's the idea of reciting Birchas HaGaymal Basar? Why it's a Dovashe Bikdusha? Pashtus is, it's not a Dovashe Bikdusha. See, the Gemara in Psochim has a whole discussion of the Pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Boy, when the Torah tells us all the details of eating Korban Pesach. It says, so the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to take the Psar HaPesach out of the house. So the Gemara says, let's say, if you have a wide doorway, doorways are usually not that wide. If you have a wide doorpost and a wide doorway, a thick doorway, so then the Gemara says, when you would close the door, from that point and in, from the inside of the door and in, that's considered inside the house. And Merege Felachutz, that part of the entrance to the doorway that's before the door, that's outside. So if a person took the Besar HaPesach into the doorway, but that part of the outer part of the doorway, past the point where if you would close the door, that would be on the outside. So then he already violated the din of taking the Korban Pesach outside of the bayis. So the Gemara says, just like the din is by Korban Pesach, men ege pelefnim versus men ege pelachutz, similarly it's a din, can you be mitzarf the person to a minion? So the Gemara says, if he's men ege pelefnim, if he's in that part, it's a wide doorway. I don't mean wide this way, horizontal. I mean wide the other direction. Wide going in from the outside to the inside. If it's a wide doorway and the person is standing in that part of the doorway, that if you were to close the door, that would be on the inside, then he's mitzaref to the minyan. But if he's standing in that part of the entrance to the doorway, that when you would close the door, that would be on the outside, so then he's not mitzaref to the minyan. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that you cannot be mitzaref a person to the minyan if he's in a different room. Same thing in shul. Let's say you have a mechitza between the men's section and the women's section. And some men who come late are embarrassed to come into the shul, so they daven in the women's section. So if the mechitza is not attached to the ground, it's portable, so then it doesn't really set, Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't really separate the room into two rooms. So then you can be mitzarah five people on the side of the mechitza, five people on the other side of the mechitza. But if the mechitza is attached to the room, then it separates the women's section. It's a different room. So if you have nine people in the men's section, nine people in the women's section, you don't have a minyan. So you can't say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Or let's say you have a minyan, the minyan starts, but the people that come very late are embarrassed, so they stay in the women's section. So you have 20 people in the men's section and nine men davening in the women's section in the middle of the week. Middle of the week, the women don't come. So you have nine men who came late to the minyan davening in the women's section, and one of the men wants to say Kaddish. So you can't say Kaddish unless you have a minyan. So in the room where he is, if the mechitz is attached to the floor, he doesn't have a minyan in his room. I think my quotes Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who makes his statement, Afin mechitz shel barzel, enem apsekes ben yisrael aviyem shebashamay, even if you have an iron curtain. Iron curtains in the Mechitza Shal Barzel, it's an expression that appears in Navi Yecheskel. We talk about the iron curtain separating between Russia and the rest of the world. We used to talk about the iron curtain, but it's a Loshen in Yecheskel. So Rabbi Shulman Levi says, Afil Mechitza Shal Barzel, Enem Apsekes Ben Yisrael Aviyem Shabashamayim. So how does this correspond to this Gemara, that if you have nine people in one room, nine people in another room, they're not mitzarfen to a minyan? So Taisa says, no, they're two different issues. To be mitzarf to a minyan, you have to have 10 people in the same room. And this the difficult. If there's a this fellow is in the women's section, which is a different room. He's outside. He didn't enter the shul yet. He came late, and then the shul, they're already saying Kedusha, Kadusha, Baruch Hu. Is he allowed to answer on the outside? Where he is, there's no minyan. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo Halevi says. Provided there are 10 people in the same room, there are 10 people in the minyan, you can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, even though you're not part of that minyan. You're on the outside. But if you want to say Kaddish, you have to be part of the minyan. You have to have the minyan of 10 people in the room where you are. So the question is, what about, that's for a minyan for Dovash B'Kedusha. You have to have 10 people in the same room. What about a minyan for Birchas HaMazon? What if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room? Let's say a restaurant. 5 people, 2 different rooms. And there's one waiter who's serving on both rooms. Or there's the wall that separates between the two rooms. The wall is attached to the ground, let's say. The wall is attached. But someone from the one group, there are 9 people here, 9 people there. You don't have 10 people together. Or let's say you don't have 3 people together. But some of the people here see some of the people there. So that's enough to be mitztaref to Zimun. That's what it says in the Mishnah and Brachot. The bench mezuman. So the Rashba has hundreds of tshuvas. So the Beis Yosef quotes of tshuvas of Rashba where he writes, ulai, perhaps just like the mitzdarfim to bench mezuman, perhaps the same din is true that the mitzdarfim to constitute a minion to say a dovish b'kedusha. If the 9 people, in the Beis HaOvel you have that a lot of times. The Beis HaOvel, you have, let's say, 18 people came to daven and make a minyan for the oval, instead of having all the people crowded in one room. So you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in the other room, and there's a big opening between one room and the other. So Miroi Meilu Asela, they see each other. So the Rashba and the Tshuva writes, ulai, perhaps they mitzdarfim to constitute a minyan for the purposes of Davish Bigdusha, just like they mitzdarfim to bench mezuman. The original din is by benching mezuman. That's a Mishnah, and the Rashba says maybe. So the Mishnah Bura says it's not really right. The Rashba himself was mesupik, and many hold that it's not correct. Maybe for Davish Bigdusha, you have to have all the 10 people together in the same room. That din is only by benching mezuman, because the bench mezuman, Baruch Elokeinu, is not really a Dovash B'Kedusha. The Gemara doesn't seem to assume that it's Dovash B'Kedusha. The Gemara gave a different explanation. Why need Asura? The Gemara said, because La Baruch Ara, Lat Kuri Shema Dishmai B'Batzame Asura. So that's a question, what's the story with the 10 people that you need by Birchas HaGaimel? Birchas HaGaimel is probably not a Dovash B'Kedusha. It's a problem. What's the definition of Dovash B'Kedusha? We're not sure. Soloveitchik worked on it a lot in his Yartzeit Roshes and his Shiurim. He thought maybe the definition is a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is neither in the form of a pasuk nor in the form of a brach. Whenever something is in the form of a brach, so we assume that's not a dovash b'kedusha. Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, that's not a pasuk and it's not a bracha. I kedusha is psukim, that you're reciting psukim from Yecheskel. Then he answers, but we don't say the whole pasuk. We don't say b'koros elzav yamar. We say, just say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We're saying it the Torah Shiras HaMalochim. We're not saying it the Torah Pasuk. If the Torah Pasuk, you have to say, Kol Psuka de la Paskin, or you have to say the whole Pasuk from the beginning to the end. So the Pashtus says that Birchas HaGaimel is not really a din that you need Asar because of Dovash B'Kedusha. It's to have Pirsumi Nisa. The person feels that he had an Nes, he had a Yeshua. So he should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim. So the similar to the din of Mikra Megillah Basora, the Gemara has a machloikis, Rab and Rabasi. Rabasi was a student of Rav in the beginning of Masechas Megillah. So in the days of the Bayisheni, there was a practice. The story of Purim occurred before the Bayisheni was completed. That's how the Gemara, all the Gemaras imply like that. The history books keep on, every 50 years, they go back and forth whether it's true or not, whether the story of Purim occurred in the middle of Bais Sheni or before the Bais Sheni was built. But the Gemara goes consistently that the story of Purim occurred, the miracle of Purim occurred before the completion of the Binyan and the Bais Sheni. So during the period of Bais Sheni, before the Churban Bais Sheni, when they would celebrate Purim, there was a leniency, there was a kula that the Bnei HaKvarim, those who lived in tiny villages, Magdimim Liyoy Maknisa, we permitted them to read the Megillah the Monday or the Thursday prior to Purim, if Purim didn't fall out on a Monday or Thursday. So the first Mishnah Megillah says they had a heter, they had a kula, that they were allowed to read the Megillah. If they want to read the Megillah on Purim, it's a very good. But we gave them a leniency. They can be out in the Mikra Megillah if they read on the Yom HaKnisa, on Sheni V'Chamishi before. So the Gemara says, but if they're reading on Sheni V'Chamishi, but the Sudas Purim, they have to have on Purim. Shalach Manas, Matanas, Lavyanim. All the other mitzvahs have to be fulfilled on Purim. The only leniency we give them is that they can be out in Mikra Megillah before Purim. So the Gemara says, when they read the Megillah before Purim, Shaloi Bismanai, Kriyas HaMegillah, Shaloi Bismanai, I have to have Asara. If you don't have a minyan, you can't do it. What about Kriyas HaMegillah Bismanai? The Gemara says, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they discontinued that heter because the Jews are dispersed all over and it's just going to cause confusion to have the people who live in the little villages, Yotzei Mikra Megillah, the Monday or Thursday before Purim, they're going to think a month later is Pesach and they'll start observing Pesach on the wrong day. Bismana Bayis, there was a Jewish yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and the Rabbanim would be mefarsim what the din is. And after the Churban Abayis, they were afraid it would wreak havoc if we would follow that heter. So they discontinued that heter. So what about Mikra Megillah on Purim? Do you have to have a minyan? So that was a machlokes. So Rab said it's not necessary. You only need a minyan when you read the Megillah Shaloi Bismanoi and Sheni B'Chamishi for the Yom HaKnisa, for the Bnei HaKfarim. And the student of Rab disagreed. He said even Mikra Megillah Bismanoi also, it's a question whether they meant it L'chatchila, as a mitzvah b'shlimus, they meant it even b'riyabit. So that's a dispute on the Rishonim how to read Rav Asi. So Rav was the Rebbe and Rav Asi was a student of his. So the Gemara says Rav disagreed with Rav Asi, but out of respect for his student's opinion, he was machmer like his student. When you have Talmid HaChacham who disagree with each other in halacha, each one says the other one is wrong, but they're respectful of each other. We have a lot of things that the Bahag said that Tosis doesn't agree at all, but we're very respectful. If you miss the day in Sfira, so you don't see us bracha, and the rest of the Sfira, we don't allow women to read the Megillah, to be Moitzi men. We have a lot of things from the Bahag that we really don't hold like the Bahag, because we think it's all against the Gemara, but l'chatchila, we're out of respect for the Bahag, we don't violate his opinion. If you really get stuck, and the only one to read the Megillah, if you don't know how to read the Megillah, the only one who knows how to read it is a woman, so we would say the woman can read the Megillah to be Moitzi the man. Okay? And Mikra Adin, we really pass. And if you miss the day in Sfira, you do say a bracha, you do continue to count. But out of respect for the Bahag, we don't violate his opinion. So the Gemara says, Rav was Machman. And Shulchan Aruch says, we should try to see to it that we should always have minyan when you read the Megillah. Why? It's a Dovah Shebikdusha. No, it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. The whole idea of reading the Megillah is Pesumi Nisak. Kadosh Baruch Hu did a nes for the Jewish people, Nes Purim, the Nes Nistar. So you want to say, you want to have Pirsam on there, so you do it by Asorah. So the Mishnah Brura quotes a Prima Godim who wants to distinguish between the need for Asorah for Mikra Megillah and the need for Asorah for a minyan, for Dov Shebikdusha. By a minyan, you need that all attention should be Mitzuraf Yachad. So we have a din in Shulchan Aruch. If a person was put in Cherem, a Nidui, you cannot be Mitzaref him to the minyan. Nidui means you have to stay away from him. We want to isolate him from the community. We want to excommunicate him. He shouldn't be part of the community. So you cannot be mitzaref him to the minyan. But for Mikra Megillah, he is Jewish. So for Mikra Megillah, you need Asara. So the Prima Godim says, Mishnah Berurah quotes this Prima Godim. He says, but Asara by the Mikra Megillah is not because you need a tziruf. You don't need a tziruf. Even if you have nine people and the tenth person is Benita, but he's Jewish, so you're accomplishing Pesumi Nisa. So it could well be Alpi Pashtus. The same would be true, let's say, by Mikra Megillah. If you have five people in one room, five people in another room, and not mitzvah from Yachad, they constitute a minyan for Dov Shebikdusha. But it could well be that for the purposes of Mikra Megillah Basar, that's fine. You're accomplishing Pesumi Nisa like that. So it could well be that for Birchas HaGaimel, probably also the same. The need for Asara by Birchas HaGaimel is probably also the same as the Asara for Mikra Megillah. That we say l'chatchila should always have Mikra Megillah ba'asara. They have the Pesumi Nisa ba'asara. So let's say, I'll say Birchas HaGaimel by Zoom, and 10 people are listening in. I speak to all the 10 people. 10 people are listening in when I say. So according to Rabbi Kiveger, even according to the opinion that the asara is ma'akev, you're not yoytze the bichas ha'gaimel if you say b'li asara, but it wouldn't be a bracha l'matola. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that. The mechabe sounds like not so. Sounds like according to that opinion, if you say bichas ha'gaimel, the pachas ma'asara would be a bracha l'matola, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kivega. It really doesn't make sense. If another person is so thrilled about my recovery, is permitted to recite the bichas ha'gaimel over my recovery because he's so happy about it, then certainly I can say bichas ha'gaimel without asara. Maybe I won't be yotze, okay, but under the circumstances, it's the best he can do under the condition. I don't want to wait more than 30 days because the ra'ah, Mishnah Berurah quoted the ra'ah, it's too late. If you wait till more than 30 days, you can't say the bichas ha'gaimel. So I want to say bichas ha'gaimel. So the whole idea, you don't need 10 people for a davar shebikdusha that all the 10 should be in the same place. You want to do pisum in Nisa, that 10 people, another 10 people should hear when you're saying it. So just like the Pimagonim suggested, that one who's a Nidui can count as one of the 10 for Mikra Megillah, probably the same one as a Nidui can count for one of the 10 people for Bichas HaGaimel also. It's also pisum in Nisa. And probably as long as all of the 10 people hear about it while I'm saying it now, I'm speaking on Zoom and everybody hears it. So there could be that would be sufficient for Zoom. For Dovish Bigdusha, it wouldn't be sufficient. For Mikra Megillah, would it be good for Mikra Megillah? Would it be considered the Mikra Megillah Basara? That's a question. Mikra Megillah Basara means all the 10 people are Yotze with one Balkare. What if you have 10 people in the same room? Each one is reading his own Megillah. They're not paying attention to each other. Is that considered Mikra Megillah Basara? So that was a famous dispute between the Chazanish and Ravel Vela Soloveitchik. There's a Rambam where the Gemara says that usually we have a rule, Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. If you have two people saying Kiddush simultaneously, and usually they're not going to be exactly two people at a different speed. In the Sukkah, everybody eats in the community Sukkah, in the Shul Sukkah, and everybody's saying Kiddush at the same time. So the one who says the Kiddush is Yotze, even if he doesn't hear. But the listeners are only Yotze if they're Shomea. So the question is, can you hear? We usually have a rule, Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. Two people are talking at the same time, you can't really hear well. So the Gemara says there's an exception to the rule by Mikra Megillah, because it only comes once a year. I did the Chaviva, since it's a mitzvah Chaviva, it's once a year. So he will pay attention, and he will be able to hear the words. So the Rambam gives the mashal, if you have even 10 people saying Mikra Megillah, why do you say 10? So it sounds like he means that if you have 10 people reading the Megillah together at the same time, at different speeds, that's called Mikra Megillah Basara. So if you hold that's Mikra Megillah Basara, because everybody knows 10 people are, they're not being Yotze with the same Balkar, each one is reading on his own. So then if, let's say you have 10 people will be reading the Megillah by Zoom, and all the other 9 people will know that I'm reading the Megillah. It could be that would also be good enough. It's not really a davar shebikdusha that you need all the 10 people to be in the same room. If you hold the other way, that it's only called Mikra Megillah Basara for all the 10 ayotze with the same balkare, so that's a question whether you really say Shamea Ka'ina. Does Shamea Ka'ina apply if I'm speaking over the telephone or I'm speaking over a loudspeaker? So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that when the Baal Tekeh blows the shofar, if you hear, and then there's an echo, he blows in a cave, these things come up halacha lemaisa. In the Mohammed Yom HaKippurim, all these shailas came up halacha lemaisa. A lot of the soldiers, if the soldiers were in the cave, out of the cave, every din in the Shulchan Aruch comes up halacha lemaisa. So the Mishnah says, if you hear the kol ha-shofar, if you hear kol havar, if you hear the echo, you're not yotzei. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik both raised the sofek. What does it mean? You heard the echo, you're not yotze. Is it because you're only yotze shemek kaine if you heard the original call? But if it's the echo, then it's not the original call, so you're not yotze. So if so, if you hear by a loudspeaker or you hear by the telephone, it's clearly not the original call. I'm speaking over here and somebody down the block hears me. He's not hearing my voice. My sound waves are converted into electrical waves, and the electrical waves, when they reach the other end of the telephone, are converted back into sound waves. So he's hearing, it's less than an echo. It's totally less than an echo. But maybe the pshat is, maybe the difference between kol shof and kol avara is not so much whether it's the original kol or not. Maybe it means kol avar means it's garbled and it's hazy. It's not clear. But if it's clear, even if it's not the original sound wave, maybe it's also good. Maybe it's also called shamei koinen. So Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein both had the same suffix. So Rav Moshe, so what's halacha l'maisi? Can you be yotze with a loudspeaker? Mikra Megillah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the original tshuva, maybe in a later tshuva, he recommends you, in the original tshuva also, he recommends you shouldn't rely on it. But he says, look, Mikra Megillah is only a din with the Rabbanon. And a suffix the Rabbanon l'kula, is strictly speaking, if you're not sure, so you, if they're reading the Megillah over a loudspeaker and it's going to cause a whole friction in the community, if you're going to make a whole rumpus to insist that the rabbi is making a mistake and shouldn't permit them to read the Megillah over the loudspeaker, so you leave it the way it is and you let everybody be yotze like that. Ein mochem biyodom, because maybe you are yotze. Maybe it's fake the Rabbanon l'kula, maybe you are yotze. Rav Soloveitchik got the same suffix. He didn't say halacha lemaisa, therefore you can leave it the way it is. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that he heard from the Chazon Ish also there's such a possibility that maybe one could be yotze mikra megillah on a loudspeaker. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, how can that be? The Lubavitcher Rebbe also has, they have a four-volume collection of letters like Shaglis Achuvas from the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Seder of the Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, he thinks that those who think that you can be out in the Megillah over a telephone, over the loudspeaker, he doesn't think they understand how the whole thing works. If they would understand the physics involved, they would never say such a thing. It's not at all the call, the sound of the person. It's converted into electrical waves and it's converted back into sound waves. That's what Shlomo Zalman taught, the same as the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They say it's not shaykh. They don't like it at all. So if the din of Mikra Megillah, look, if the din of Mikra Megillah Basara means that you have to, all 10 have to be yotze with one person's reading of the Megillah, so then over here it's very questionable whether it can be yotze if you listen over Zoom. You really should avoid that. But if it just means that there's, you're reading the Megillah Pisumi Nisa, so then if you have 10 different people reading the Megillah in 10 different locations, let's say when everybody was quarantined on Purim, a lot of people were sick at that time. They were quarantined. So if you have each person who's reading the Megillah on his own, and there are 10 people, and they all are aware of each other, they all see each other over the Zoom, and they're aware that each one is reading the Megillah, it would even be in fulfillment of the Hida Mitzvah Mikra Megillah Basav. That's not that serious, because we paskin Mikra Megillah B'Yechidus is also good. We do it a lot of times. We read the Megillah in the hospital. We read the Megillah for the older people at home who couldn't go to shul. So the whole requirement for Mikra Megillah Basar is only lahatchila. It's not that serious. Mikra Megillah, the Mechaber had, the Ramo quotes, the Tur quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether if you have 10 women, is that considered Mikra Megillah Basar? If you have 5 men and 5 women, are they mitzvah from Yachad? So the Pashtus is that if it's a din and you need pisumi nisa, so you have 10 people, 10 Jewish people is pisumi nisa. So even if some of them are women. But if the din that you need 10 is not for pisumi nisa, that you need like a dovish mikdusha, then you have to have dafke 10 men and 10 women wouldn't be good. But the pashtus is like the Prima Gadim said, that it's not the same as a dovish mikdusha. Dovish mikdusha, the person who's in cherem and nidui cannot be mitztaref. Because asara, they have to be mitzvah from yachad. But here, it's not a davar shebikdusha, just for the sake of pisumi nisa. So even if you're machman by the women, maybe it's a different reason. Maybe it's not called the tzibur because of the inyan of tznius. But the 10 people probably will not have to necessarily be in the same room. If you have 9 people in one room, 5 people in one room, 5 people in the other room, for Mikra Megillah purposes, it probably would be fine. The Pashto says you don't need that all the 10 have to be in the same room. Someone just told me the other day that they had a chuppah, and he lives in New Jersey, so they had a chuppah in the backyard, and they had 10 people there. And the Chosson's Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael said the Birchas Erison over the telephone. I thought that was highly improper. Because l'chatchila for sure, there were 10 Jews over here. What do you need? The Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael to say the Birchas Erison. The reading of the Ksuba, the Rebbe, and he should have done a mifus like that. Let's see the Rebbe read the Ksuba from Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't matter. The reading of the Ksuba is just to waste time. We learned the other day that in the days of the Tanakh, till the days of the Gaonim, the Erisim would take place, not the Nisuin, the Chuppah would take place a year later, up until a year and a Wednesday later, a year and a Mitzvah later. So, and then the Gaonim moved up the Nisuin. You should have back-to-back Nisuin following Erisim. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam introduced, Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson, so they introduced, you should have some kind of a Hapsaka between the Erisim and the Nisuin, a zechet to the fact that in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Tanakh, there was a long pause in between. So they instituted that you should read the Ksuba in between. Well, we mentioned if the rabbi wants to hold a sermon, so the best time to hold the sermon, Adrosha under the Chuppah, is either right before or right after Kriyas HaKsuba, because the whole role of the Kriyas HaKsuba is just to make a Hapsoka. Some of the Rabbanim, when they read the Ksuba, rush through it, they read it very quickly. That's not right. They should read it slowly. The whole purpose of the Kriyas HaKsuba is to waste time. I remember when Rabbi Blazer Silver used to be the chief rabbi of the United States and Canada too, used to be the president of the Agudas Rabbanim. So when he would read the Ksuba at a wedding, he would read it very slowly. And if someone would talk, he would stop. If he heard someone in the audience talking, he would stop and start all over again. Because the whole purpose of the Kriyas HaKsuba is to waste time. So he would read it slowly. That's the whole purpose, to read it slowly. It is interesting. Seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah between what he writes in Perek in Chelek Aleph and what he writes in Chelek Beis. Every so often, there are contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah. The son of the Chofetz Chaim writes in his biography that he wrote of his father, that's included in the three-volume set of Kol Kisvei HaChofetz Chaim. So he writes that the project of working on the Mishnah Berurah was a whole family project. Different members of the family wrote different sections, and his father, the Chofetz Chaim, was the overall editor. So he said that explains why there's sometimes contradiction. He says, I wrote that section, and my uncle wrote the other section, and I thought the halacha should be like this, and my uncle thought it should be like that. In fact, Lubavitch requested for years of the Russian government that they should get back all of the library that the communists confiscated from Lubavitch in Europe. So after many years of negotiation, they got it all back. They got all of Lubavitch's farm back. Plus, they gave them more than they asked for. So they got back the original manuscript of the Mishnah Berurah that was given to the printer when he printed it. So the people they have it in 770. So one of the people who saw it told me that they're written in different handwritings. It's clearly written by different people, written different handwritings in different color ink. And they know the Chafetz Chaim's handwriting, so they can tell every so often the Chafetz Chaim added on another line or two at the end of a Bir Halacha or something. He would add on something. So here there seems to be clearly a contradiction between Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Beis. Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah is really the old way of learning. Used to be you have the Be'er Heitev, quotes all the classical poskim, then you have the Shari Tshuva. So the Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah doesn't have so much Bir Halacha, and he doesn't usually argue with the Shulchan Aruch. He writes over what the classical poskim say. So in Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah, he quotes this machlokes that the Rashba said, maybe just like Bensha Mezuman, you have five people in one room, five people in the other room, then it's Tarfim Yachad, if Mitzosim Rayim Elu Eselu. So maybe the same is good for davening, and the other poskim disagree. So he quotes the Loshen from the Shari Tshuva, which I think is from the Chidor, from the Bikur Yosef, from the 1700s. Chidor says if it's going to be also, people were quarantined. People came, I think, to Venice. People came from other countries to Venice, and they carried with them different diseases, and a lot of people died because there was some kind of an epidemic in the 1700s. So they had them quarantined in different locations. So some of them came from one country, some came from another country, so they couldn't even mix the two together, because they could give each other the disease. Each one may have a different disease. So they didn't have 10 people together, but they could talk to each other. There was a hapsok in between. They could talk to each other. So the Birkei Yosef says, they're going to be quarantined for a couple of weeks. So they miss Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu for a couple of weeks. That's terrible. So we should rely on the Rashba. It's a Shas Hadchak. You can rely on the Rashba that you can be mitzaref, nine people from here, nine people from there. Et miktsasim ro'im me'elu aseilu. Fine. So the Mishnah Brura quotes that from the Birkei Yosef, from the Chidor, and Chelek Aleph. You look in Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Brura, the rest of the Mishnah Brura has long bir halachas, where he reverses the Psak HaMekubal on the Shulchan Aruch, came out on every single page. There was always a traditional Psak based on the Magen Avraham, the Machzah Shekel, the Prima Godem. He always worked out the din. He navigated the din. Then the Mishnah Brura comes with new Kisvei Yad that they printed in his lifetime, new Rishonim that we never heard of before. He quotes all the Meiris and the Tosfos reads and the Maram Chalavos and all the Bahags, new edition of Bahag. And he reverses the Psak HaMekubal for centuries because of the new Sfarim that were printed. That's what the Chazon Ish is not so thrilled about that. Why did he reverse the Psak HaMekubal? We had a tradition what the din was, so you leave it the way it is. Just because you discover now that there were many Rishonim, but that wasn't the tradition. So, if you look at Chelek Beis Mishnah Berurah and Mekuf Tzadikei, that's by Benjamin Zuman, he disagrees with the whole din by Benjamin Zuman. Forget about by Minyan Tetzteid, Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu. He paskins against that simple reading of the Mishnah. If you have five people in one room, five people in the other room, and they have the same waiter serving on both of them, or you have Miktsasim, Royim, Eilu, Eselu, some of them see the others, he says, we don't paskin like that. It's only if you have 10 people in one room and 10 people in the other room. So you have a minion there. So they can say, okay, no. So that's what the Mishnah means, that they can be mitzvah from Yachad. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush mitzvah from Yachad? Here they have 10 people, there they have 10 people. The Chiddush is like this, because in the days of the Tanoim, until the days of, till before the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the practice was when you bench Mezumen, only one person said the whole Birchas HaMazon, the Mezamein, and the others just said Amen. So they're all Yotze with the benching of the other person. So we allow Shamei Kohenah by Kiddush, by Havdalah, one person says Kiddush, and everybody else is Yotze. One person blows Shofar, and everybody's Yotze. One person reads the Megillah, and everybody's Yotze. That's based on Shamei Kohenah. But we don't, the Yerushalmi, the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's based on Mishnayos and Gemara, same in the Bavli, that there are three areas of Halacha where we don't permit Shamei HaKohenah. One is by Kriya Shema, where you need Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. It's not Derech Eretz. I should rely on someone else. He's going to say Shema Yisroel. I'll just sit there and be masking. I'll shake my head. Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, you should say on your own. Then with respect to Tefillah, you need a Shidduch, you need a Parnasa, you want to be blessed with children, you need a Shidduch for your children. Whatever, you need something. Someone is sick, you need a refuah. So you should ask, why should you just let someone else say, and you'll say Amen. You should say on your own. You should say the tefillah on your own. So it's not derech eretz. So we say we don't allow Shamei HaKohenah by tefillah. And the third one is with respect to eating food. I didn't ask the other person to eat an extra sandwich for me. I ate the sandwich myself. So just like I ate it myself, so the bracha before and after, I should recite on my own. You shouldn't rely on Shamei HaKohenah, not with respect to the bracha before eating food, no, with respect to the bracha after you finish eating the food. But we do it all the time. One person says, I'm Yotze, and all the other people are Yotze. Isn't that based on Shamei HaKohenah? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, no, it's not based on Shamei HaKohenah. If you have a group of people eating together, kach tiknu chachamim, the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one hamoitzi. And the same is true if you bench mezumen. If you have a whole group of people eating together, the shlosh shochlu kachas, it's not that the others are, one is, says Birchas HaMazon, the others are Yotze with Shamei HaKohenah. It's not based on Shamei HaKohenah. Shamei HaKohenah would be considered as if all 10 said the Birchas HaMazon. Shamei HaKohenah, whoever pays attention, is considered as if he said Amen. Whoever says Amen is considered as if he, Kol HaOinam Kiv Hoitzi Bracha Mipiv Dami. So it's not Shamei HaKohenah. It's considered as if the whole group, the whole Chabura, offered one Birchas HaMazon. It's not based on Shamei HaKohenah. So the Mishnah Brura paskins, it's a Mekuf Tzadikei, he quotes a Bir Hagra on Mishnayis, not a Bir Hagra on Shulchan Aruch. Bir Hagra on Mishnayis claims like this, and Mishnah Brura quotes, there are some Rishonim who say like that, like the Bir Hagra, that if you have five people in one room, five people in another room, they're not even mitzdarfim from a Zuman. So the whole Mokker, the whole Rashba, who said, Ulai, just like them, it's starfim from a Zuman, they're also mitzvah from a Minyan. The whole thing is based on the Mishnah regarding bench and mezumins, and the Mishnah Berurah pasuk is against the whole premise. It's not even by mezumin that I'm start from. The Mishnah, the Medubra, and the Mishnah, so you have 10 people in one room, 10 people in the other room. So you don't require that each group should have their own mezumin. They can have one mezumin together. What's the chiddush? Chiddush is that by benching, we don't allow Shemei HaKohenim. So if one person is going to say the benching, the other people cannot be yotze with Shemei HaKohenim. It's only, they're only yotze if it's considered one big chabura. So then, this whole din that you can't be yotze Shemei HaKohenim, it's only midrabbanan. It's not a din menatorah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains there in Hilchos Birchos Hamazon. Menatorah, you say Shemei HaKohenim even by kriyashma, and even by tefillah, and even by brachas in connection with eating food. But midrabbanan, we don't permit Shemei HaKohenim. So the word is, we can have the 10 in this room, 10 in the other room, they'll all be yotze with the benching of the one person, but the other person is in the other room. How can you say that the whole chabura offered one Birchos Hamazon? So the answer is min ha-Torah, you do say Shemei HaKohenim. With the Rabbanan, you don't. So with the Rabbanan, they said, it's considered as if the 10 people, the whole chabura offers one Birchos Hamazon. So 10 people in one room, 10 people in the other room. It's called one chabura if they have one waiter serving on both of them. But it's not that five and five are mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah reverses the whole psak. The whole psak was based on the Mishnah in Brachas. Mishnah Berurah said, we don't paskin like that reading in the Mishnah. Mishnah is talking 10 and 10, not 5 and 5. Gave him a mitzvah of 10 people. 5 from over here, 5 from over there. The shaila was, can you have by a bris? Can somebody say the bracha, the grandfather lives in Nechves in Chicago and the children had a baby in Los Angeles having a bris and he's watching by Zoom. Can they be mechabed him? He has a cup of wine. He'll say the bracha, Shekidah, she did me bet. The bracha kareis ha-bris. So the Pashto says, he's not there. He's not participating in the Simcha. He can't say Koros HaBris. Well, the same thing you're going to have, let's say, you're going to have a Sheva Brochas party. So you're going to have someone who's not there. You're going to have 10 people in 10 different locations. You have 3 or 4 or 5 people, 8 people over here with the Chos and Kala and the parents. Then you have the Minyan is all over the place. Even if you assume that the Brochas, by the Sheva Brochas, is not a Dabar Shebikdusha, but you still, you need Asara. It should really be like Asorah, like Birchas HaGaymos, and maybe it should have been good. But the Pashto says you have to be participating in the Simcha. If you're there in person, then it makes sense you should say the Birchas Nisuin. Then it makes sense you should say the Bracha Shekidish, you did me better. After you say the Bracha Koros HaBris, then you have the Kriya Hashem, you give the name to the baby. That's a minion, so that you don't need a minion for that. So the grandfather in Chicago can say, can baby give the Kriya Hashem. He can give the baby a name, even though he's not there. That's not a problem. There in Siman Kuf Tzadikei, when it says if you have, the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have 5 people in one place, 5 people in the other place, that's the whole Rashbo is assuming like that. It's 5 and 5. Then it's Darfim. So they quote the Rabbi, and the Mishnah Berurah there doesn't like the whole thing. Mishnah Berurah there doesn't like, see, the different styles of learning. There's a collection of tshuvas by the Tzitz Eliezer. He was a big Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So he has the old style of working out a shaila. He quotes the Shev Yankim and the Shvus Yankim and Knesset Yechelskel, from that nobody even heard of today. Nobody even looks in them. That's the old style. And he doesn't quote from the last 200 years. He never quotes the Vilna Gaon or after. And if you look at Ramosha Shtemach's tshuvas, he doesn't quote anybody before the Vilna Gaon. He only quotes the Gra and Rab Chaim Valozhiner, and Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, and the Biske Rabbi, Abelvela Soloveitchik, only those who had a Shaychus, the new, it's a totally different style of learning. When you have those Rabbanim who learned in the Lithuanian yeshivas, they learned Barab Baruch Ber, they learned Barab Shimon Shkot, and they learned in the Miri yeshiva, those of them who became Dayanim, and Rabbanim had a Paskan Shatna, so they write a different style of tshuvas. Like Rab Moshe's style, you analyze the Mekoros and the Gemara, and you come up with a Pesach, you don't just go. The old style was that you have a din over here and a din over there. It's a hodgepodge of dinim. The new style is everything has to fit into one big system, one big pattern. Kol HaTerekula is one big mosaic. So all the dinim have to fit in with each other. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Aleph, is like the old style. He's just quoting the Behetiv and the Shari Tshuva. In Mishnah Berurah, the other halokim is like the new style of learning. That's why he has so many biuri halokim when he raises issues. So even those who do follow, there was a Hungarian rabbi who wrote, he was originally anti-Zionism because of the Minkatcher. Well, they were all afraid to argue with the Minkatcher Rebbe. He was the main anti-Zionist. So, and then in the middle of the war, when he was running away from the Nazis, he realized the whole thing was a mistake. And he wrote a whole sefer, Ema Bonim Smecha, that we really should have been for Zionism and we would have saved so many lives. And he was a fantastic Talmud Chacham. So they printed, the family was embarrassed when the sefer, Ema Bonim Smecha, said they didn't want to reprint it. So others reprinted it in Eretz Yisrael and they wrote it into English. It's humble. And then he was the end. He was killed by the Nazis. He wrote the whole sefer and he was running away when he was in Budapest, and he writes he didn't have any sfarim there. And he quotes everything from memory. It's unbelievable. He quotes Rishayim, Achrayim, and Gemaris, and Midrashim all over the place. So this, Bisocha Teichtal, his name was.
His
Hungarian Talmud
Chacham. His grandson is the Shliach in Berlin now. Chabad Shliach in Berlin.
Chabad, yeah. It's interesting, yeah. So he has Shalas Tshuvas, very regular style, not Hungarian style at all. He has regular style Shalas Tshuvas. He has a tshuva to his brother-in-law. If people in the Israeli army, this is a Shaila Kol Yom. If people are in a field, how close do they have to be to each other to be mitzarfim to a minyan? If you have 10 people in the same building, so the room is mitzarfim. You have two different rooms. So in Shulchan Aruch, the discussion, Mishnah Berurah thinks it shouldn't be mekel. It shouldn't be mitzarf 5 and 5. You have to have all the 10 people in the same room. So what if they're on a field? How close do they have to be? In his tshuva, he quotes the dinim from Simekuf Tzadikei by Benjamin Zuman, and he says, B'shas v'adchak, we rely on this Rashbo. So there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. It only be mitzar 5 people and 5 people from 2 different rooms, provided that there's no street, mapsik, in between. But if you have a shvil harabim or a shvil hayochen in between, that's mapsik. Where do you have that din? That's mapsik for hafrash espeya. This mapsik for dinim, they have to do, is it 1 field or is it 2 fields? If it's 1 field, you only have to be mafresh 1 pay. After 2 different fields, you have to be mafresh, separate pay from this field, separate pay from that field. So if you have 1 big field, but you have a highway going through the middle, so the highway Ashvil Harabim, even Shvil HaYochid, is mapsik. So this is a chiddush with the Rabbeinu Yoina. Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Yesh Misha Omer. So they all say, the Mechaber has a policy, if he only found it in one region, he'll call it Yesh Misha Omer. It didn't necessarily mean that it's only a minority opinion, even if everybody agrees, he'll call it Yesh Misha Omer. So that's what they say, we really probably assume like that, but no one else said it. The only one who said it was the Rabbeinu Yoina. I find it very questionable. There you're talking about mitzara fields. Is it one field or are there 2 fields? Or sofik tama b'shul sayachin, b'shul sarabim. Okay, so if you're talking about being mitzara 2 different fields, so then if you have a highway, mapsik in between, or shvil ayachid, shvil arabim is 16 amas wide, shvil ayachid is less than 16 amas wide. So if you have a pathway, mapsik in between, then it's a separate field. But if you're talking about Bencha Mezuman or the Dovish Bigdusha davening, so why should, you're talking about people, you're not talking about karka. So why should a Shvil HaRabim be mapsik in between? So that's a shaila now that the government is allowing people to make minyanim if they daven outside, if they don't go into the buildings in Muncie and other places, that's what they claim, that the government allowed it. It's questionable whether the government did allow it or not. So the question is, can you be mitzarif if you have 9 people on one side of the street, 9 people on the other side of the street, everybody's outside, they're not in their porches, they're not in a different Mishus Hayochi, they're all outside, but there's the street, there's mapsik in between. So many are makpid. The whole din that you can be mitzarif 5 and 5 is based on Benjamin Zuman, but that's 5 and 5 in 2 different rooms. Here 5 and 5, they're all outside, they're not in different rooms. So, but since the Rabbeinu Yoina was quoted in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a shvil harabim, mapsik come in between, so you cannot be mitzarf the people together. So that's questionable. Do you need that all the 10 should be on one side of the street? Or you can be mitzarf 5 from one side of the street, 5 from the other side of the street? Then it's another question. Even if you hold like that, Rabbeinu Yoina, maybe that's only by Benjamin Zuman, because Benjamin Zuman, the Gemara's Lashon is Shlosh Shachlu Ka'achas. The 3 people have to have eaten together. Together. If some are eating fleshik, some are eating milchik, so they're dinim shulchan aruch, how you meant sarf to zimun? Because it has to be shtosh shachul ka'achas. When is it, which way is it called ka'achas? But maybe by davening, maybe there's no din that you need ka'achas. True, there has to be a tziruf. And if one of them is in chayram anidu, you cannot be mitzarfim to the minyan. If for Mikra Megillah, yes, Gemel probably yes, but for Minya, not. You need a tzirif. Maybe it's not the same tzirif that's needed by Ben Shemizum, and maybe by Ben Shemizum, and you need more. The Chazon Ish, I'll close with this. Chazon Ish has a short essay at the end of the first parak in Erevin. The Mishnah talks about something I'm going to have to do with the Jewish army, Israeli army. Arba dvarim patra b'machne, Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Chazon Ish has a few important comments on the Jewish army. He wrote this before Hakamas HaMedina, and he writes, if you do have a Medina, you don't have a Medina, it's only called, if it's a Jewish battalion in the British army, that's not called Machne Yisrael. If a Jewish army sponsored by the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, then it has the dinim of Machne Yisrael. So he discusses over there, if you have soldiers on the field, how close do they have to be to each other that they should be mitzdarfim to Asar. So he has a chiddush within Shivim Amah B'Shirayim. Shivim Amah B'Shirayim is a din in Mishnayis and Ketzav Abram, the middle of the Erevin. If you have a layout of a city and you have houses going north, 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 one house, another house, another house, so the city limits keep on extending. But it's only, you only extend the ear, the concept of an ear, if the houses are within Shivim Amah to each other. If it's more than Shivim Amah of Shirayim, then it's not mitzarf. I was also surprised why the Chazon Ish thinks that applies to mitzarf people over here. You have 10 people and 71 amas away from each other. They're not within 70 and two-thirds of an amah. I'm surprised that he thinks that tziruf, that sheer tziruf, is relevant for a minyan. I thought that's only for buildings. This is some of the issues involved in the different situations. Oh, I left out some of the other cases. Okay, some other time. Good.
I have three questions based on the whole share. Rabbi said the ksuba. Why don't we change the reading of the ksuba to English? Is there something about it having to be in Aramaic, or can we change it to English?
We can change the text of the ksuba. Also, it should be in English. Yeah, maybe it should.
So why don't we actually do that? Because it doesn't make more sense people to understand what's being said and actually feel that, you know, that it means something, as opposed to just some you know, hieroglyphics that are being said by the chuppa.
I think the people would be stunned if they find out what it says in the ksuba. It just says about money. Just says a monetary agreement. Then in case he divorces her, in case he dies, she's entitled to collect the...
So if someone wants to make it English, there's nothing wrong with making it English.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Adler wrote an English translation of the Ksuba years ago. And he used to read it in public.
Makes sense. The second thing was Berachas HaMazon, right? Rabbi said that if a person wants to be Yoytze Berachas HaMazon with other people, they used to be Yoytze other people with it. Was that just for the first bracha, second bracha? Because Berachas HaMazon, they added on to Berachas HaMazon, right? Berachas HaMazon was originally like one piece, and then they added one king added on another one, another king added on another piece. Or is that, where is it? What is Berachas HaMazon for us today that always was, and what parts are add-ons?
The Gemara says when the man came down in the Midbar and they made bread, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha Hazanas Hakol. They didn't have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, because he hadn't yet delivered. After Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, so that the din requires v'chalta v'svata v'rachtas Hashem alakach al ha'aretz. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he actually gave us Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun had to compose the second bracha. Then Al Horas Hateva. The word Hateva has a connotation of Yerushalayim. Hahor Hateva Hazev Halavonai. So the two parts to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Al Pidin is the official capital of Eretz Israel, the political capital of Eretz Israel Al Pidin. Even before Mr. Trump declared that the American government recognizes it. And number two, Yerushalayim Al Pidin is the Makam of the Beis Hamikdash. So when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, first he lived in Hebron for 7 years, and then he moved to Yerushalayim for 33 years. When he established Yerushalayim as the capital, the din deraisa set in. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. But then when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, then the din deraisa set in. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim as the Makam HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avrachmanis, it could be the Rachim Noah, it could be that that's only midrabbanan today. When you have Eretz Yisrael, then we thank you. No, the lecho al haaretz. We thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So when you have control of Eretz Yisrael, then you have to thank the Rabbanu Shlom. If your Eretz Yisrael is taken away, could be that Noy Delucha, the second bracha, is only the Rabbanu. Hatayva Meitiv, the accepted opinion is Hatayva Meitiv is only the Rabbanu. That was in the days of the Tanaim, the Hatayva Meitiv. And then the Harachmans, after the Olam HaYichasreinu, that's a minik that was instituted in the days of the Gaonim. Some Rishonim write on Soitan, Perikel and Amorim, that the bracha for the Balabayis, that's a din min haTorah, because it says, V'chalta v'sa'ata v'rachta, es Hashem alakecha. So the Gemara usually says, es the rabbi something. So here the Gemara doesn't discuss it, but some of the Bali HaTesis suggest this on Soitan, Perikel and Amorim. V'chalta v'sa'ata, es Hashem alakecha, es le rabbi's Balabayis. That's why Rabbi Elvila Soloveitchik had to practice. He felt that this is his greatest chiddush that he came up with in his whole lifetime, his most important chiddush, that when you finish Le'olam HaYichasreinu, you should say the bracha for the Balabais right away before you say the other Harachmans. Harachman Bracha's Balabais Hazeh should be recited before the other Harachmans, because it's really an integral part of the Brichas Hamas and some hold Men HaTorah.
And the final question is, where did this 10 people start, the basic Knesset start? Who invented the idea of I need 10 people for Davar Shebekdusha, I need the concept of basic Knesset? Where did this begin? What was behind all of it? Right?
The Din of 10, Moshe Feinstein has one shuva where he suggests that the Din of 10, based on the pasuk meaning Dash to B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, the Din Men HaTorah, that's only for the Din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar. If the Goy wants to cause me to violate my religion, the Goy tells me, Lahachas, I should cook food for him on Shabbos, otherwise he's going to kill me. So the Din is, I cook the food that he shouldn't kill me, Pikoch Nefesh is Dech Echil Shabbos. But if he makes me cook the food in the presence of 10 people, 10 Jewish people, then the din is Befarhesya, the din is Yehoreg Bal Yavar. Or Bishas Hashmad, even if it's Betzina, it'll become a foursome, so it's considered like Befarhesya. So Moshe Feinstein thinks that was the original din derais. Then the Chachamim patterned the rest midirabbanan after the din derais. Moshe thinks that the requirement for a minyan to recite Dovish Bigdusha, that's only midirabbanan. That's why we have leniencies, that if you have 10 people who are bar mitzvah and one who's a katan before bar mitzvah, so many would be lenient. It's a whole discussion in Tosfos and Perek Shlosha Shachlu and Brachas, and maybe one katan can be mitzvah to a minyan. There's even an opinion that's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that one woman can be mitzvah to a minyan, just like one katan, maybe one woman, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote that opinion. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. How come the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote it? So Ramosha suggests in one of his tshuvas that these leniencies, that one cotton can be mitzvah to minyan, that's only because the whole need for asora, for davar shebekdusha, is only midirabbanan. But for Yehoreg Bal Yavar, we wouldn't say like that. We would say you really need 10 people who are after bar mitzvah. Good.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good.
Rabbi, is a balcony.